The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you're just joining us, the news that broke shortly before we came on air is that Ryan Tuberty has repaid €150,000 to his former employer, RTE. Marisa Carule is with me, who is a journalist with thejournal.ie. Marisa, you're welcome to the show. Can you remind us where this money comes from? What has it got to do with?
Yes, Kieran, thank you for having me on. So this money comes from a deal which was between Tuberty, RTE and car manufacturer Renault. As part of this deal, it was, in all honesty, trying to keep him on board at the station, but then also a kind of common commercial deal. In this, Tuberty had to make two appearances at two different events. However, this was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic and then subsequently suspended. It never happened. However, RTE controversially verbally agreed to underwrite this agreement between the three participants, what became to be known as the tripartite agreement, and therefore had to pay out Tuberty for the work that did not happen. It should also be noted that RTE didn't sign the deal until years later, and that also came out through various Oireachtas committee meetings, during one of which Tuberty committed to paying this back.
Kevin Backhurst, from my recollection, when asked about the repayment of this money, suggested that there was probably not a legal onus on Ryan Tuberty to pay it back. It was, how did he put it, a moral or an ethical onus?
Yeah, he said exactly that, a moral case to pay RTE back. There was, at the time when Tuberty initially indicated that he'd be willing to pay it back, there was an additional clause to it, is that if he had returned to RTE, obviously that wasn't the case. However, then subsequently, Kevin Backhurst had said that there was a moral case for him to pay it back. There wasn't a legal basis. However, Ryan Tuberty today says that he's been happy to do so, and that on various occasions he maintained that he would be paying it back regardless or not, whether or not he'd be returning to RTE.
I mean, whereas, like, you've been covering this in great detail and are across all of the detail of it, as people can hear, there's an argument to be made that, and I'm not for a moment suggesting he is without sin in all of this, but that Tubbs is hard done by, isn't he? I mean, he lost his job, his reputation, and he's now $150,000 lighter. Meanwhile, all the other people whose grubby fingerprints were all over this deal, many of them have ridden off into the sunset with pensions.
Well, given that analysis, yes, correct. I'd say, you know, I think people would definitely agree with that. I mean, the other aspect was that Ryan Tuberty was a very well paid broadcaster, and he probably still is. Obviously, there isn't a public obligation now for his salary to be made published every year. But it does seem to be the case that he was hard done by governance and financial mismanagement at a broadcaster. But these things obviously have been well sorted and well discussed in the media and also in the Oireachtas for many years now. And it seems to be that RTE are slowly getting back on track, obviously, with the...
Yeah.
Now they have a new strategy, 400 job cuts, obviously, coming down the line, which isn't great news for many people. But the case seems to be that analysis, yes, that many people, I think, would agree with that.
Where are RTE in terms of actioning the long list of recommendations that were made on foot of all of this? Off the top of my head, I can't remember exactly how many there were, and how satisfied or otherwise are their paymasters at government level in terms of how Kevin Backhurst is putting all of that into action, all that work of reform?
Well, obviously, there's been a few hiccups along the way, or if people will remember a few of the adverts that cost €77,000, that obviously was a bit of a splash in the media for a while. But it seems that, RTE has slowly but surely been trying to fulfill each one of its obligations under this new agreement, which will see it receive €725 million in payouts. There was plenty of obligations. I can't remember off the top of my head how many different commitments they had made. made. So it's going to take a very long time for them to do so. If it was a case that people were upset, I think that would definitely be reported at this time. It's happening slowly but surely, it seems to be the case. There, as I said, there have been a few hiccups. That newsroom advert was just one of a few that has come out subsequently. But yeah, as I said, there were hundreds, if not more, different things that they had agreed to do under that funding plan.
Maurice, listen, thank you a million for talking us through all of that. Maurice O'Carroll, who is the journalist with thejournal.ie on the news that broke just before we came to air, Ryan Tuberty has repaid €150,000 this there so-called Renault money at the side deal done when his pay was cut in RTE for work ultimately that never happened because of COVID to appear at a number of events for Renault. So he had made a commitment previously to repay it. There was no legal obligation on him to repay it. There was an ethical case to repay it, is how Kevin Backers put it. But Ryan Tuberty has repaid it. And listen, as I said, it's now cost Ryan Tuberty €150,000 on top of his reputation and his job initially. Seems to be doing well in the UK. But I mean, Tubbs was shafted, let's be honest, compared to how so many people got away with it. Their grubby fingerprints all over the deal.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.